Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 23 After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. My website's at smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's just you and me this segment. I'm taking another segment to give you breaking news. You've heard me say this. If you've been listening to the show, I've done this before, but I want to do it again because I want to make sure everybody hears this. When Jim Blasingame says breaking news today, it's the first time in 22 and a half years I've ever said this. So when I say breaking news, you know it is breaking news. And the breaking news is I've learned how you're going to get emergency money today, maybe today. And what I've learned is how the money is going to come from the government that you've been hearing about. Now, there's think of it as two different pathways. Part of the money is going to come from the Fed through your bank. And part of the money is going to come from the SBA through your bank. Your bank is the nexus for all of this. But there's going to be two pathways of money. One is emergency and one is longer term. The $350 billion the government has set aside in the new CARE Act, if it holds up, that's going to come through the SBA. But that takes longer because there's underwriting involved. They have to check credit. They have to check collateral. They have to do all those things. And so that's just like if you were getting a regular loan from a bank. You don't walk into your bank and say, I need $25,000, and they say, here, sign here. Maybe, depending on how long you've been banking, what kind of shape you're in, they will do that. But a lot of you can, especially if you say, I need an emergency loan. They'll say, okay, why? What's going on? Well, now they won't ask why because we got the coronavirus pandemic. And the emergency money you need is from the Fed. That's going to come from the Fed. The Fed is the people who do the quantitative easing, right? Remember that from 2008? The Fed has the ability to print money. They're doing that right now. They've already put money in the economy. And they're the regulators of your banks. They're the people, not the SBA, the Fed are the people that gig your bank if they make a bad loan. It costs them against the quality of their institution. And if they also, not to mention the fact that if they make a bad loan, it costs them money, right? Now, I'm going to read language to you. This is a memo from the Fed to your bank. To minimize disruption and to focus on outreach and monitoring, the Federal Reserve will temporarily reduce its examination activities with the greatest reduction in activities occurring at the smallest banks. That's word for word, my friends, from a Fed memo to your bank. Every bank in the country has gotten this memo telling them, in fact, encouraging them almost to the point of saying, contact your small business customers, tell them to come in and get this emergency money. How much can you get? I don't know the answer to that. What are the terms? Don't quite know the answer to that. I know a little bit about that, and I'll tell you about that in a minute. But I'm telling you, 3 days ago, if you'd walked into your banker and said, I need an emergency loan, they would have said, okay, let's go through the process. Possibly. Depending on your circumstances and your relationship with the bank. Today, every small business owner who has a going concern can walk into that bank and say, I need an emergency loan, and the banker won't look at you like you just grew horns. They will look at you and say, okay, and they'll pull out a memo, and they may read what I just read. And if you ask them, they'll say, well, even if I make you this emergency loan and it doesn't turn out right, they're not going to hold me accountable for it. So I can make you this loan because it's an emergency. We need to get this money out there. I've been worried. I've been wondering, how are they going to get the money to you quickly? Because I knew the SBA wasn't the path to get it quickly. The SBA, think of the SBA as the marathon process. The money I'm talking about from the Fed, the emergency money, they're calling it the Main Street Small Business Lending Program. They actually gave it a name from the Fed. That money is going to come to you in an emergency, and it's my understanding, I'm getting this from the bankers I'm talking to, that you can go to your bank today and talk to them about getting an emergency loan. And here's the other thing, and this is part of the CARE Act, it appears. And again, this is breaking news. I'm giving you the best information that I have. When you pay the money back, to the degree that you can verify that some of the money you borrowed for the emergency, the money you're going to get today, the money that went to payroll, pay rent, pay utilities, things like that, there's probably a handful of things. If you can verify that through the period that we're doing with the coronavirus till the economy gets going again, to the degree that you can verify that, that part of the loan, it looks like, will be forgiven. Not amortized, not tax interest-free, but forgiven. So I've been worried for 2 weeks now. How is small business owners not going to get rolled under the bus like we did in 2008? This is the key. It's called the Fed's Main Street Small Business Lending Program. This on all caps. They gave that to. I got that off the memo that I saw yesterday. And the language I read to you about how they're going to abate the regulatory process so banks don't get gigged for making you an emergency loan. And they're encouraging their banks to help you with this. Please believe me when I tell you this is breaking news. You can do this today. But back to what I said many years ago, over the last 22 years, this is why you should be glad if you have a community bank relationship, because it will happen faster from there. I'm Jim Blassingame. As you know, I'm always on your side.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.